Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'auzu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami, and these are the headlines.
Faizan Madina hai, Deen ka paigham, khabar hai.
Amir al-Sunnat pays condolences upon the death of various people, offers dua for the forgiveness of the departed, presents Madani purse to the bereaved families. Amir al-Sunnat also offers dua for people suffering from illnesses and difficulties. Two parts of Amir al-Sunnat's new book, Faizan-e-Sunnat Volume 3, will soon be released. The first part of the book is on the etiquettes of speaking, whereas the second part is on the excellence of refraining from useless talks. Important religious information also included in the two parts of Faizan-e-Sunnat Volume 3. The successor of Amir al-Sunnat, Maulana Haji Ubayd Raza Tari Madani's journey to Africa. Personalities and the devotees of the Prophet meet with the successor of Amir al-Sunnat in Kampala, Uganda. The call to piety is presented. Maulana Haji Ubayd Raza Tari Madani presents Madani purse to the travelers of Madani Kaflas, offers dua for the distressed Muslim Ummah because of the recent rains in various areas of Sindh and other parts of Pakistan. A monumental teachers' ijtima is held by Dawat Islami's Education Department in Multan. The head of Markazi Madrasa Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari, delivers a sunnah-inspired bayan. Teachers play an important role in the upbringing of their students through their character. The head of Shura, a large number of teachers and professors from schools and colleges attend the teachers' ijtima. An istima is held to donate virtues at Wagha Town, Lahore. Rukneshwara Haji Yafur Raza Tari delivers a sunnah-inspired bayan. The participants are motivated to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Rukneshwara gives motivation to serve the religion and attain religious education. An istima is held by Reformation of Actions Department at Faizan-e-Amir-e-Muawiya Masjid, Jinnah Town, Karachi. Rukneshwara Haji Fuzail Raza Tari delivers a sunnah-inspired bayan on reforming oneself, motivates the participants to perform good deeds, lead their lives according to Sunan. Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Akil Attari Madani delivers a sunnah-inspired bayan at Madi Merkez Faizan-e-Madina in Court Addu. The students of Madrasat Madina and Jamiat Madina and Aimma Ikram from Dera Ghazi Khan participate. Rukneshwara provides guidance regarding the 12 religious activities of Dawat Islami. Listen to the Naat and ignite the lamp of love for the Prophet. The renowned program of Madani channel Zauk-e-Naat Season 10 only a few days away. Zauk-e-Naat Season 10 will commence on 30th August 2022, 2nd Safar, 1444 Hijri. A sunnah-inspired ijtima is held by Professionals Forum at a private institute in Lahore. A flood situation occurs in South Punjab, Sindh and Balochistan, heavy losses of lives and property, people being displaced from their houses. The flood has claimed hundreds of lives. Aid continues to be provided to the flood victims under FGRF. Food, water and other necessary items are provided to the flood victims. A blood camp is organized by SGRF department at Amino Kano Hospital, Nigeria. The department representatives and local devotees of the Prophet donate blood.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's include some news regarding the message of Amir al-Sunnat. Amir al-Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadi Razavi paid condolences upon the death of various people, offered dua for their forgiveness, urged the bereaved families to be patient, and also presented Madani pearls.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين فرشتے گھیر کر رکھتے ہیں حضرت سیدنا انس بن مالک رضی اللہ عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ مدینہ کے تاجدار صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا موت کے فرشتے بندے کو گھیر کر روک لیتے ہیں اگر ایسا نہ ہوتا تو وہ موت کی سختیوں کی وجہ سے ضرور جنگلوں اور صحراؤں میں بھاگتا پھرتا انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون میں تمام سوگواروں سے تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور صبر و ہمت سے کام لینے کی تلقین الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام والسلام على خاتم النبيين يا رب المصطفى جل جلاله وصلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. يا غفار الذنوب اے گناہوں کی مغفرت فرمانے والے رب غفار، ان کے تمام چھوٹے بڑے چھپے ظاہر جانے انجانے ہونے والے گناہ معاف فرما.
اللہم آمین.
الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے جوار رحمت میں جگہ نصیب فرما.
اللہم آمین.
یا رب العالمین اے تمام جہانوں کو پالنے والے، ان کی قبر جنت کا باغ بنے،
اللہم آمین،
رحمت کے پھولوں سے ڈھکے، تحد نظر وسیع ہو جائے. یا اللہ پاک تمام سوگواروں کو صبر جمیل اور صبر جمیل پر اجر جزیل مرحمت فرما.
اللہم آمین. بجاہ خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہے، گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزارے، دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہے. زہن نسیم مرحوم کے اصال ثواب کے لیے اللہ رب العزت کے دیے ہوئے مال میں سے مسجد بنا دیجیے، یا مسجد کی تعمیر میں حصہ ہی لے لیجیے.
صلوا علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ علیہ محمد.
Let's give you some delightful news that inshallah two parts of Ameer al-Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadi Razavi's new book Faizan-e-Sunnat Volume 3 will be released very soon. One part of the book will be about the etiquettes of speaking and the second part will be about the excellence of refraining from useless talks. In it, you will be able to learn 80% of the sins are committed by the tongue, facts about Sayyiduna Luqman Hakim Rahmatullahi Alayhi, how to think before you speak, and other important religious information. Let's now give you some news regarding the successor of Ameer al-Sunnat Maulana Haji Ubayd Raza Tari Madani from Africa, who presented the invitation towards righteousness to and met with the personalities related with various walks of life and other devotees of the Prophet in Kampala, Uganda. Besides this, a meeting was held with the travelers of a Madani Kafla. Let's learn more in this report by Muhammad Tariq Attari Madani.
Meetings were held with various personalities and an invitation towards righteousness was presented during the beloved son of Ameer al-Sunnat Maulana Haji Ubayd Raza Tari Madani's tour of Kampala, Uganda. The beloved son of Ameer al-Sunnat also presented Madani Purse. The beloved son of Ameer al-Sunnat also met with the travelers of Madani Kafla in Kampala, during which he motivated the Islamic brothers to present the invitation towards righteousness. On this occasion, the successor of Ameer al-Sunnat offered dua and prayed for the Muslims and the suffering Ummah of the Prophet, who are facing difficulties due to the current rain in various areas of Pakistan, including sin, and gave a message of encouragement to the lovers of the Prophet.
Madani News of the head of Markazi Madrasa Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari.
A Grand Teachers Istima was held at Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina Multan, in which teachers and professors from various schools and colleges participated. Moreover, Arakeen Shura were also present. Head of Markazi Madrasa Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, delivered a Sunnah inspired bayan during the Teachers Istima. He said that teachers play a vital role in reforming society. The personality of a teacher also plays a major role in influencing the students.
Kuch student aise hote hain jo teacher ke saath khade hue hote hain aur sir ke saath baat kar rahe hote hain. एक सर वो आया जिसे देख कर स्टूडेंट साइड में हो गए. क्या बात है कि एक को देखकर स्टूडेंट साइड पकड़ रहे हैं और एक को देखकर स्टूडेंट घेर के खड़े हुए हैं. आखिर उस टीचर में से क्या खूबी है कि स्टूडेंट उसे दूर हटने के बजाय स्टूडेंट उसके पास आ रहे हैं. मैं आपको बताऊं, ये वो टीचर होंगे जो मुस्कुराते होंगे, ये वो टीचर होंगे जो नरमी का मुजाहरा करते होंगे, ये वो टीचर होंगे जो क्लास में डांट डपट नहीं करते होंगे, یہ وہ ٹیچر ہوں گے جو اسٹوڈنٹ کو الگ سے ٹائم بھی دیتے ہوں گے، یہ وہ ٹیچر ہوں گے جن کے اخلاق کردار سے اسٹوڈنٹ کو مزہ آتا ہوگا کہ ان کے پاس کھڑے رہو تو ڈانٹ نہیں ملے گی، پیار ملے گا. یعنی ایک پانی کنویں میں ہوتا ہے جس کو نکالنے کے لیے بڑی محنت کرنی پڑتی ہے، اور ایک پانی بادلوں میں ہوتا ہے جو آ کر خود برس کر پیاسوں کو سیراب کرتا ہے.
The representatives of Dawat Islami participated in the teachers' istima held in Multan. Moreover, the sunnah-inspired istima was seen in Karachi, Lahore and other cities. Special arrangements were made to show teachers' istima live on the big screen at the Global Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina and Faizan-e-Madina in Johor Town, Lahore. The participants of the teachers' istima appreciated the istima held under the education department of Dawat Islami and said, such sessions and gatherings are essential for teacher training as teachers play an important role in nation building.
Haji sahab ne bahut acha bayan diya hai. بہت موٹیویٹڈ بیان انہوں نے دیا ہے اور ہمیں بہت کچھ سیکھنے کو ملا ان سے.
ٹیچر اجتماع میں حاضر ہوئے اور نگران شورا کا بیان سن کے بہت اچھا لگا.
آج کے لیکچر سے بہت کچھ سیکھنے کو ملا، جیسے نگران شورا نے بتایا کہ کس طریقے سے ہم اپنے اسٹوڈنٹ کے ساتھ ریلیشن کریٹ کریں گے اور کس طریقے سے ان کی تربیت کریں گے.
یہاں آ کر بہت اچھا لگا اور ایک اچھا اجتماع تھا یہ. یہاں پہ ایک اچھی اسپیچ جو ہے وہ حاجی عمران صاحب نے ڈیلیور کی.
رکن شورا حاجی یعقوب رضا تاری ڈیلیور سننا اسپائرڈ بیان ڈیورنگ این اجتماع ہیلڈ ٹو ڈونیٹ ورچیوز ایٹ واگا ٹاؤن لاہور. and motivated the participants to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. He also gave motivation to serve the religion and attain religious education.
An istima was held to donate virtues to the representative of Dawat Islami Haji Muhammad Afzal Rasool Attari in Wagha town, Lahore, where the family of the departed relatives, local Islamic brothers and representatives of Dawat Islami participated. Rukneshura Haji Yafur Raza Attari motivated the Islamic brothers to prepare for the hereafter before death, serve the religion, learn religious education, offer salah regularly and to recite Durood-e Pak in abundance. In the end, Rukneshura Haji Yafur Raza Attari offered dua to donate virtues to the deceased.
An istima was held by Reformation of Actions Department at Faizan-e-Amir-e-Muawiya Masjid in Jinnah Town, Karachi, during which Rukneshura Haji Fuzail Raza Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on reforming oneself and motivated the participants to perform good deeds.
A sunnah-inspired istima was held under Reformation of Actions Department at Faizan-e-Amir-e-Muawiya Masjid in Jinnah Town, Karachi, in which local Islamic brothers and personalities related with various walks of life and representatives participated. Rukneshura Haji Fuzail Raza Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on reforming oneself. On this occasion, the booklet of pious deeds was also reviewed. Rukneshura motivated the participants to reflect on their actions and to lead their lives according to the booklet of pious deeds given by Amir-e-Sunnah, and encouraged them to do more good deeds, learn religious education and serve the religion. At the end, Salatu Salam was recited. Moreover, Rukneshura offered dua.
Rukneshura Haji Muhammad Akil Attari Madini delivered sunnah-inspired bayanat amongst the students of Madrasatu Madina and Jamatu Madina at the Madini Merkez Faizani Madina in Court Addu and Aimai Kiram in Dera Ghazi Khan. He also provided guidance regarding the 12 religious activities of Dawat Islami.
Rukneshura Haji Muhammad Akil Attari Madini visited Madini Merkez Faizani Madina in Tehsil Court Addu, Punjab, where he delivered a bayan amongst the students of Madrasatu Madina and Jamatu Madina and motivated them to take part in the 12 religious activities of Dawat Islami and to become an Islamic scholar who acts according to his sayings. Thereafter, the Aimai Kiram of Dera Ghazi Khan met with Rukneshura Haji Muhammad Akil Attari Madini. Rukneshura delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on the duties of Imam and good conduct with Salah performers, and the Aimai Kiram were motivated to participate in 12 religious activities wholeheartedly.
Islamic scholars from Tanzania and Egypt visited the Global Madni Merkez Faizani Madina in Karachi, where the representative gave them a tour of Madini Channel and at the departments at Faizani Madina.
My Dawat Islami, my inspiration.
Qari Ubaid Idris from Tanzania, Qari Muhammad Wajah Diwan from Egypt and others visited the Global Madni Merkez Faizani Madina. Both the personalities were shown Darul Ifta, the clinic, the Islamic Research Center known as Al Madinatul Ilmiya, Translation Department, Madini Channel and the departments. The honorable guests met with Mufti Saeed Attari Madini, Rukneshura Haji Muhammad Amin Attari and Rukneshura Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari Madini. The representatives showed both the personalities a documentary in Arabic language about the religious and welfare work of Dawat Islami around the world.
Let's give you some delightful news that inshallah very soon Madini Channel's renowned program Zauk-e-Naat season 10 is about to begin. It will officially commence on 30th August 2022, second Safar, 1444 Hijri.
Season 10 of Madini Channel's very interesting and popular program Zauk-e-Naat, which starts every year on the occasion of Urs-e-Ala Hazrat in the month of Safar, is going to start. The regular start of the program will be telecast on Madini Channel Live on August 30, 2022 on Tuesday 2nd Safar, 1444 Hijri at around 10 p.m. Teams from Karachi, Hyderabad, Faisalabad, Multan, Islamabad, Lahore, Quetta and Gujranwala will participate in Season 10. These teams are divided into two groups. It is divided into Group A and Group B. Group A includes teams from Karachi, Hyderabad, Faisalabad and Multan, while Group B includes teams from Islamabad, Lahore, Quetta and Gujranwala.
A sunnah-inspired istima was held by Dawat Islami's Professionals Forum at a private institute in Shahdara, Lahore, during which the head of the Department Pakistan delivered a bayan on the seerah of the final prophet of Allah Almighty. He also motivated the participants to take practical part in the religious activities of Dawat Islami and attend different courses.
A sunnah-inspired istima was held under the Professionals Forum Department at a private institute in Lahore, Punjab, in which teachers of school and college, university professionals, engineers, finance officers, IT professionals, and professionals related with other departments participated. The head of Majlis Pakistan of the Professionals Forum delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on the teacher of mankind and also presented an introduction of the religious activities of Dawat Islami. The participants were motivated to read Seerat-e-Mustafa and Tafsir-e-Sirat-ul-Jinan. Moreover, they were motivated to take a practical part in the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. Moreover, they were motivated to take part in various courses, especially the Farz Ulum course to be held on September 4th under the Professionals Forum.
Dear viewers of Madin Channel, several cities of Pakistan are currently engulfed by severe rains and flood. Because of these difficulties and hardships are being faced everywhere. Hundreds have died due to the flood and property damages have also occurred on large scales. Dawat Islami is engaged day and night in working for the welfare of the grief-stricken Ummah of the Holy Prophet. Dawat Islami's FGRF department is distributing food, water and other necessary items among the flood victims. Let's learn more in this report by Mahmoud Feroz Attari.
Sindh province is being affected by torrential rains and floods these days. Many mud houses have collapsed, while many houses have also been partially damaged. People's valuables have also been destroyed due to water entering the houses. The representatives of FGRF prepared food in Faizan-e-Madina Afandi town and packed it in bags and distributed it door-to-door among the flood victims of slums and villages. In this regard, the provincial representative of FGRF told Madani News.
Hyderabad ke atraf o aknaf aur Hyderabad shahar se bahar deegar shaharon ke andar is waqt پیارے آقا صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کی امت بڑی پریشان حال ہے. لوگ بھوکے ہیں، پیاسے ہیں، تو الحمدللہ دعوت اسلامی کا شعبہ ایف جی آر ایف کے تحت الحمدللہ ہم ریڈی فوڈز لے کر، تیار کھانا لے کر ان تک پہنچانے کی الحمدللہ کوشش کر رہے ہیں.
On the other hand, food, juice and clean drinking water were distributed under FGRF department to people affected by torrential rains and floods in Rajanpur district of South Punjab. On the other hand, food rations, tents and other necessary items are continuing to be distributed in different areas under FGRF department of Dawat Islami in Balochistan province affected by floods and stormy rains. On this occasion, the head of Balochistan and representatives of other departments were also present.
Saplings were planted by Dawat Islami's Personalities Coordination Department at Company Bagh Sargodha and the Deputy Commissioner Office in Kusur, in which the provincial minister, other prominent officers and personalities also participated. Let's learn more in this report.
The plantation campaign commenced under the Personalities Coordination Department at Company Bagh Sargodha and Punjab, in which Provincial Minister of Labour and Manpower Ansar Majid Khan Niazi, Commissioner Sargodha Division Dr. Irshad Ahmed, RPO Sargodha Division Mohammad Azhar Akram and Deputy Commissioner Sargodha Lieutenant Retired Imran Qureshi, DPO Sargodha Mohammad Tariq Aziz and other senior officers of the Sargodha district and political and social personalities participated. On this occasion, the representatives of the Personalities Coordination Department and others participated. The participants following the call of Amir al-Sunnat planted saplings. On the other hand, plantation was done at the Deputy Commissioner's office in Kusur, Punjab under the Personalities Coordination Department. On this occasion, Deputy Commissioner Fayyaz Ahmed Mohal, Assistant Deputy Commissioner General Aurangzeb, Regional Transport Officer Hafiz Usman and other personalities were also present. The personalities who took part in the plantation campaign expressed their views.
I am very grateful for Dawat Islami that they are doing this. تو ہم یہ سمجھتے ہیں کہ یہ جتنا انوائرمنٹل امپیکٹ ہے، جتنی گلوبل وارمنگ ہے، اس میں ہم سمجھتے ہیں کہ اگلی نسل جو ہے اس کو دینے کے لیے ہمارے پاس جو چیزیں ہیں وہ ہے اچھا ایک صاف ستھرا انوائرمنٹ. جو دعوت اسلامی ہے نئی نسل کے لیے ایک ایسا بیڑا اٹھایا ہوا ہے کہ ہم ایک اچھا انوائرمنٹ ان کو دیں. تو میری دعوت اسلامی کے لیے جہاں پہلے نیک خواہشات ہیں، ان کے لیے ڈھیر ساری دعائیں ہیں.
Moreover, the representative of the Personalities Coordination Department and other representatives were also present.
A blood camp was organized by Dawat Islami's FGRF department at the government Amino Kano Hospital in Kano, Nigeria, where the department representatives and local devotees of the Prophet donated blood. Let's learn more in this Madani News.
A blood camp was set up under FGRF of Dawat Islami at Amino Kano Hospital, established under government of Kano in Nigeria, West Africa, in which local representatives as well as head of Nigeria Kabina and local devotees Rasul donated blood for the patients and children suffering from thalassemia and other blood diseases.
Islam bhai bahut khush hai ki ye kaam Dawat Islami bhi kar rahi hai. Dawat Islami ye kaam kar rahi hai, hum bahut khush hue ki ye shayad hame to jo dekhne mein in logon ke jo tasurat the wo ye the ki koi deeni organization, deeni tanzeem koi aisi bhi hai ki jo ye kaam karti hai. ہم نے تو سنا ہوا تھا کہ دینی تنظیمیں جو ہیں وہ تبلیغ کا کام کرتی ہیں، قرآن سکھاتی ہیں، یہ چیز سکھاتی ہیں، تو یہ تو ہم نے پہلی بار دیکھا ہے. تو یہ بہت خوش ہوئے ماشاءاللہ، اور ہاسپٹل کا عملہ بھی ماشاءاللہ بہت خوش ہوا کہ یہ کام آپ لوگ کر رہے ہیں. جب پہلی بار ہم یہاں پہ آئے تو ملاقات کی، جب بلڈ کی بات کی تو بہت حیران ہوئے کہ کوئی ایسے لوگ بھی یہاں پہ موجود ہیں کہ جو بلڈ دینے کے لیے خود آئے، تو کیونکہ ان بیچاروں کو بلڈ لینے کے لیے بھی بعض اوقات محنتیں کرنی پڑتی ہیں. تو یہ بہت خوش ہوئے ماشاءاللہ.
On the other hand, the head of Nigeria Kabina and other representatives met with the head of a welfare department of a hospital, Mansoor Baba, at his office. On this occasion, information was provided to him regarding religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. Moreover, a meeting was held with the chief imam of area Jakra, Sheikh Sahir Qadri, and a discussion was held on religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami.
At the end, let's listen to an audio message of Amir al-Sunnat in which he inquired about the health of various sick people. He offered dua for their recovery and presented Madani pearls as well.
ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين بیماری کا اظہار کرنا حضرت سیدنا حسن بصری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں جب مریض اللہ پاک کی حمد بیان کرتا ہے اور اس کا شکر ادا کرتا ہے اس کے بعد اگر وہ اپنی بیماری کا تذکرہ بھی کرے تو یہ شکوا نہ ہوگا حضرت سیدنا امام احمد بن حنبل رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے جب آپ کی بیماری کے متعلق پوچھا جاتا تو آپ کچھ نہ بتاتے تھے پھر جب آپ نے حضرت سیدنا حسن بصری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے اس قول کو اختیار کر لیا اور اس کے بعد آپ رحمت اللہ علیہ اللہ پاک کی حمد و ثنا بیان کرنے کے بعد اپنی بیماری کے متعلق بتا دیا کرتے تھے کہ میری یہ کیفیت ہے الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم یا شافی الامراض اے بیماریوں میں شفا دینے والے انہیں صحت و راحت و عافیت و عبادت و ریاضت و دینی خدمت اور سنت و بری طویل زندگی عطا فرما یا اللہ پاک یہ بیماری یہ تکلیف یہ پریشانی ان کے لیے گناہوں کا کفارہ ترقی درجات کا باعث جنت الفردوس میں بے حساب داخل ہے اور جنت الفردوس میں تیرے پیارے پیارے آخری نبی مکی مدنی محمد عربی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا پڑوسی بننے کا ذریعہ بن جائے
اللہم آمین
بجائے خاتم صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم لا بأس طهور ان شاء اللہ لا بأس طهور ان شاء اللہ لا بأس طهور ان شاء اللہ گھبرائیے نہیں یہ بیماری ان شاء اللہ القریب گناہوں سے پاک کر دے گی ایک بہت پیارا روحانی علاج پیش کرتا ہوں یا سلام 111 بار پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کر لیجئے اور جو خود نہیں پڑھ سکتا اس پر پڑھ کر دم کر دیجئے ان شاء اللہ القریب صحت و شفا حاصل ہوگی شفا حاصل ہونے تک وظیفہ جاری رکھیے یہ روزانہ ایک بار کرنا ہے اور پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کرنے کے ساتھ ساتھ پانی پر دم کر کے بھی پلایا جائے گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزاریں دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہیں صلی اللہ علیہ محمد
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of Pious Deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. For more information and previous new visit, dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause a dash to lie. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance. Protect it from evil and adversity.